bummed it. Gave it up just in time to Graham. Opening goal, Tigers.
Castagna flings it to the voice. The voice of Edwards. That might be Jack Graham, in fact. He's kicked another goal. That is a goal. That's three goals for Jack Graham. It's a great night for the Jacks.
Well, they won't be happy with that bit of audio we've picked out. You want to make an Adelaide Crows supporter cry? Mention the name Jack Graham, Wispy. He was right under their nose. He was the captain of their under-18 side. He was a star through that whole system. And now he's slotted into the best team of the modern era. 59 games he's since debuting in 2017, two premierships. Last night he kicked a lazy three, laid 12 tackles and was in the best couple of players on the ground. He joins us this morning. Jack, welcome.
Howdy, boys. How you going?
Yeah, life's good when you wake up the next morning after the night before. You've had a spelting big win and you've played well, then the weekend's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good feeling and we got a couple of days off, so it's even better. So I can't complain.
You can't complain about anything after that performance. Jack, did you feel it coming in the lead up to that game? I know you'd lost the last two games, but you hadn't played badly in those two games, but everything that you would have hoped for came back together last night as a team.
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about that over in Adelaide against Port. It was a pretty close game and could have gone either way, but I'm lucky we went down. But yeah, we knew our best footy was coming and we showed that last night.
You know, when Dimmer speaks to you post a performance like that, what is it that he concentrates on? What are the things that he likes about that performance most?
Oh, most important, probably just our effort and intent, you know. Richmond, Guernsey's in the screen, blokes just showing up, getting back to our pressure of, you know, making sides hesitate with the ball and then us being able to pounce on him. So that's what he spoke mostly about after the game, which was good.
It's extraordinary though, Jack. We've already talked about this morning. It was highlighted last night during the telecast. The numbers you got around the ball, how you outnumbered St Kilda around the ball, and then the ball would break from there and go somewhere else, and you had more numbers there as well. Now, this has to be by design. It can't just be by accident.
Yeah, a little bit of it's planned, but it's just everyone willing to buy in with their work rate and and the effort and intent, like I spoke about before. But that's the key, just trying to get as many Richmond Guernseys in the frame of the picture where the ball is, so we can outnumber the contest.
Can you tell, like, you know, when you're out there, like within 15 minutes, whether you're on or off, or 5 minutes? You lost those two games, as you said. Last week, no, not as big a deal. But the Sydney Swans, I was there commentating for that game, and you could just sort of half tell that the intensity that you've become famous for wasn't there. I'm wondering what it's like when you're out on the field, whether you can actually pick up on that.
Yeah, we might have slipped away from it, but especially last night, you could just tell we were on straight away. Mm. Blokes flying in for tackles. Normally, when we're on, we've got two or three at the ball carrier, making sure, you know, they can't get an easy disposal away. So that's a good indication that we're on and ready for the fight.
Yeah, and Dan Rioli, I think, is really interesting. So Dan's been in and out. He's, you know, been dropped a couple of times. I just thought he had that hunger about him again last night, which says to me that you don't want to lose your spot in this side because you know there's great things ahead and you want to be in rather than out.
Yeah, 100%. He went back to the VFL last week and worked hard, and I think Dimmer only wanted him to work, you know, on his defensive side and that pressure because he's got the skills better than anyone. So, yeah, it's great to see him get rewarded last night and back into the side.
Hey, Jack, we often talk about sliding door moments and players' introduction to AFL football. You've played 59 games since debuting in 2017. You've played in two premierships. Do you reflect on that ever, how lucky you were to find yourself in this position at that time of your career?
It's kind of a bit of a fairy tale. Obviously starting off with 2017, coming in and only playing five games and, you know, winning a flag. But then I just look back also back on 2019 where I played a majority of the year and then I went out in the prelim. So it's kind of worked itself out a little bit there, but I think it's something I'll really reflect back on once footy's done and be very grateful for what I have achieved.
You're a South Australian boy, and anytime somebody comes from another state, there's always that discussion, you know, when they're going to go back, there's always that pull back to family and friends and home and that type of thing. You've got a girlfriend over there in South Australia. I don't know. I'm assuming that she lives here with you in Melbourne. Is that right?
Yeah. She moved over here. So she's over here, which is good.
And she's got a farm in, how do you pronounce it? Is it Kynecutter in South Australia?
Kynecutter, yeah.
Yeah, yep, Kyne Cutter. So, middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I've just been looking at a photo, though. Has her family got the laziest sheep in South Australia? Because they're all piled into the back of the ute in the photo I've looked at, Jack.
Oh, no. Tell you what, that was hard work, bloody, trying to catch them all, putting them in there, the little lamb.
What were you doing with them?
We were just rounding them up, putting them in the back of... They were too slow moving paddock, so we thought we'd just put them back in the ute. But, yeah, it's funny how it works, because this time last year, I was sitting on a tractor for about 6 weeks going into seed, and because of, obviously, COVID and the AFL had stopped. So, at least we're back to playing footy, which is good.
What sort of lambs are you running with? They look the Columbia to me, maybe a Dorset.
I'm not even too sure. A few crossbred lambs.
Maybe a Corriedale in there as well. Wisp.
A
Corriedale.
Yeah. Have you spent much time working on the farm there, Jack?
I wouldn't say working, because obviously when we come back over on, you know, in the off season, normally spend a couple of weeks over there, and it's more just about catching up with everyone and then getting down the beach. But like I said, yeah, this time last year we.
Yeah.
I was just about to start seeding and ended up sitting on a tractor for 6 weeks.
Any of the Richmond boys, we speak to Dylan Grimes regularly. He's got the vine, so he's a good farm lad. Is David Asprey your farm? Is there a few sort of men from the land at the Tigers?
Dave Asprey, he's out from Tattyoon.
Yep.
And then Liam Baker, he's from Lake Grace, Pingaring, Country WA.
Yeah, we spoke with Liam the other day.
Yeah, he's got a nice country swagger about him, hasn't he, Jack?
Yeah, he's a proper country boy, which is good. It's always fun to see what they get up to.
Yeah, we should start a WhatsApp group with all the farming boys, Wisp, just to share our farm thoughts.
Well, Jack's not off the land. You're from...
Well, he spends time on there.
But you're from Adelaide, aren't you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm from Adelaide, and then only been introduced to it because of my partner. It's a good life. I enjoy it.
Probably won't include you on the WhatsApp, but you might be able to get some catch up through Dave Asprey and the boys. Tim this morning said that, and this is high praise indeed, I don't want to embarrass you, but you've been captain of your under-18 team, so you've got obvious leadership qualities, and he thinks that one day that you could end up being in a very strong leadership position at the Tigers. How would that sit on your shoulders?
Oh, yeah. I haven't thought too much about that. But, I do like to say that I do have a bit of leadership qualities. But at the moment with Richmond, you know, there's so much leadership floating around with, you know, Koch and then Shane Edwards, Rewalt, Grimesy, Lambert, list goes on. So I'm just happy to sit at the back and just, you know, learn off these guys.
Yeah, there are a lot of good guys there to learn from, Jack. But you must feel like, though, now you've cemented your place in the team, yes?
Oh, no, you never really know. We've still got, Dion Prestia and Nick Blossom to come back in. They're obviously really important players for us. So as long as I can just keep, you know, working hard and trying to cement my spot, I'm not 100% committed on it yet, being cemented, but almost there, I reckon.
Well, that's what makes the Richmond footy side the great side that they are. You take nothing for granted. You had a couple of... you lost two games in a row, which no one in the footy world thought was going to be a big, big deal, because you had the capacity to hit back, and you hit back hard last night. And you were an absolute star, mate, and you're humble and modest, and we love talking to you this morning, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Oh, too easy. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Good on you, Jack. Enjoyed talking to you.
What a nice lad.
Mm.
No, I don't think he's a country boy. He didn't know much about the sheep. He couldn't talk sheep with me, but he was he's a star. I know that.
Yep, he's a star. He's humble, and he's well-loved too by the Richmond fans. If you take a look at some of those texts that have been coming through while he's been on the line with us this morning, Gary, they love him, and they talk about that performance in the prelim final back in 2019,
where
he had the bung shoulder, and he helped the Tigers make the 2019 grand final. Love him, they say. Love him.
Dislocate the rock boulder, did he or not?
I think he did, yeah. What sort of sheep did you say they were in the back of the ute?
Oh, it looked like a Columbian to me. Maybe a Corriedale. He didn't know, but...
A Columbian.
A Columbia. It's a nice sheep. High wool yield, Wispy.
Right.
Yeah.